The South Fork Cubs are building momentum on the softball fields as they get set for a pivotal doubleheader against their main conference rivals this spring. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mudder News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the impressive Cubs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest local high school baseball and softball updates, some college baseball and softball news, where three local MVPs will continue their playing careers after graduation later this year, and why this weekend will be a big one for some local high school swimmers. But first up, it's been a good spring so far for the South Fork softball team as the Cubs get set for what could be a conference-deciding doubleheader on Tuesday. This past week, the South Fork girls stretched their winning streak to six straight games with three more wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. Head coach Lisa Todd and her players welcomed Ferndale to Miranda for a little four doubleheader on Tuesday and swept both games, winning a pair of close contests by scores of 5-3 and 5-4. Those two wins lifted the defending Little Four champions to 5-1 in conference play halfway through their L4 schedule, and they would improve to 10-7 overall with a 16-4 non-conference win at Willits the following day. The Hoopa girls also swept a conference doubleheader on Tuesday, taking two games from St. Bernard's, including a thrilling 16-15 win in eight innings, in a game in which they trailed by 10 going into the bottom of the sixth. The Warriors are also 5-1 in conference play as they get set to travel to South Fork for a key doubleheader next Tuesday that could very well decide this year's Little Four Championship. In Little Four baseball, meanwhile, St. Bernard's continued to roll this week with a pair of victories over Hoopa. The unbeaten Crusaders travelled to Hoopa on Tuesday and won 15-0 in five innings, and they followed that with a second win over the Warriors in Eureka on Thursday afternoon to go to 6-0 in conference play halfway through the Little Four schedule and 14-0 overall. The Ferndale boys kept pace with the Crusaders with a pair of victories over South Fork this week to keep their title hopes alive. The Cats, who dropped two games against St. Bernard's in the opening week of conference play, have won three straight since then, including a 16-11 win in Miranda on Tuesday afternoon. The Ferndale boys will likely have to sweep two games against St. Bernard's next week to have a chance at winning this year's conference title. In Big 5 baseball, it was a good week for the McKinleyville boys. The Panthers swept a doubleheader against Eureka at McKinleyville High School on Monday, knocking off a team that many people believe will be their biggest challengers in this year's Big 5 to go to 3-0 in conference play. With the two losses, which ended a six-game winning streak, the Eureka boys dropped to 3-2 in conference play. The Del Norte Warriors were also in action on Monday and swept a doubleheader against Fortuna in Crescent City, winning 14-0 and 17-3 to go to 4-0 in the Big 5. In Big 5 softball, the race for this year's championship is shaping up to be one of the most intriguing and exciting in several years. After the opening week and a half of conference play, there are no undefeated teams and four of the five schools have two or three wins each. On Monday, the Panthers and Eureka Loggers split an entertaining and competitive doubleheader at McKinleyville High School. The Loggers took the opener 12-7, but the McKinleyville girls responded with a 19-14 victory in a high-scoring game too. Also on Monday, the Fortuna girls got their title hopes back on track in Crescent City after a shaky start to conference play that saw them drop games against both Eureka and McKinleyville. The Huskies swept their doubleheader against Del Norte, winning 4-1 and 4-0. McKinleyville is now 2-1 in conference play and leads the standings by percentage points, with Eureka and Fortuna both 3-2 and tied for second, followed by Del Norte at 2-2 and Arcata at 0-3. In local college baseball, it was another tough week for College of the Redwoods. The CR men travelled to Shasta for a doubleheader and lost both games 12-2 and 4-3. With the two losses, the Corsairs dropped to 2-19 in the Golden Valley Conference and 4-30 overall. The College of the Redwoods softball team was also in action this week, hosting Lassen in a doubleheader on Tuesday and losing both games 6-3 and 4-1. With the two losses, the CR women dropped to 2-10 in conference and 9-18-1 overall. The Cal Poly Humboldt softball team was also in action last weekend, playing two games against Cal State San Bernardino and having two more cancelled due to the weather. The Jacks split, losing Game 1 7-4 and rebounding to take Game 2 7-5. With the split, the Humboldt women are now 10-8 in conference and 19-20 overall. Switching gears, three HDNL MVPs committed to college programs this week. Arcata seniors and twin sisters Tay and May Wolfert, who led the Tigers to back-to-back Big Five championships in basketball the last 2 years, as well as a Dick Nicolai tournament championship this year, will continue their playing careers at Sierra College after graduation. St. Bernard's multi-sports senior Tyler Heinrichs also signed his letter of intent this week, committing to play football for Simpson University in Reading, beginning this coming fall. After leading the Crusaders to a second Big Four title in 3 years this past fall, Heinrichs was named co-MVP of the conference. Heinrichs, who will kick for the Red Hawks, was also an All-League selection in both basketball and baseball during his time at St. Bernard's. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the Eureka and Arcata High School swim teams will host meets on back-to-back weekends at Cal Poly Humboldt. The first of the two meets will be held on Saturday afternoon, beginning at 3 p.m., and will also feature a team from Del Norte, which is competing in the pool for the first time this spring. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.